Exodus chapter 33. And Yahweh said to Moses, Depart, and go up from here, you and the people which you've brought up out of the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, Unto your seed I will give it. And I will send a messenger before you, and I will drive out the Canaanite, and the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of you, for you are a stiff-necked people, lest I consume you along the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned. And no man did put on him his ornaments, for Yahweh had said to Moses, Say to the children of Israel, You are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of you in a moment and consume you. Therefore now put off your ornaments from you, that I may know what to do to you. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it outside the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass, everyone which sought Yahweh went out to the tabernacle of the congregation, which was outside the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses went out to the tabernacle, all the people rose up, and stood every man at his tent door, and looked along after Moses until he was gone to the tabernacle. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And Yahweh talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshipped every man in his tent door. And Yahweh spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart out of the tabernacle. And Moses said to Yahweh, See, you say to me, Bring up this people. And you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I ask you, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way that I may know you, that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. And he said, My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. And he said to him, If your presence does not go with me, do not carry us up from here, for wherein shall it be known here that I and your people have found grace in your sight? Is it not in that you go with us? So shall we be separated, I and your people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh said to Moses, I will do this thing also that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. And he said, I beseech you, show me your splendor. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before you, and be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, You cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And Yahweh said, Look, there is a place near me, and you shall stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my splendor passes by, that I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand while I pass by, and I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. End of chapter.